Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, our discussion is going to be along the ongoing journey to self-help, self-awareness, and identifying what you need to be happiest in your life. And as I woke up this morning, I was listening to my spirit and just trying to feel where our progression needed to go. And so I'm just going to share a few tidbits of information that I think I'm going to use the rest of my day to do my journaling and possibly do a blog post. And that is that oftentimes we see that someone is broken, but we fail to realize that we can't heal someone else, right? And we can cry, we can be upset, we can be disappointed, but we cannot heal someone on their journey because that's an individual situation. We can lead them to the right information, we can give them assistance, but even if you give them everything you think they need, they will still need more. And sometimes what you plant today isn't harvested in a day, the next day, the next week, or even the next year. But when you give someone something out of love, they don't forget it. It stays in their soul, in their spirit. And so when they're ready to receive it, they can pull up that information. And I'm speaking from experience, because I know that some of the things that I am using now and recognizing as a tool in my life have been things I have been developing all of my life. And I have had the skills within me, but I didn't know that there was something that was broken that needed to be healed. And so what I want to say to you is keep sowing those seeds of support and reaching your hand out to the ones you love. The other thing I heard was, you know, spirit is so good to me, and spirit is good to you too if you slow down and get quiet and just listen to what comes up from your heart. Was that when you love someone or someone loves you, they will never purposely hurt you. And so that means that they won't put themselves ahead of you. It means that they won't look at ways that they can be mean or nasty or vindictive or use you. It never happens. Now, you know, there are sometimes people do things and they're not aware of what they're doing. And normally that's from things like mental health issues, or even childhood trauma can block somebody from actually seeing the behavior that they're doing that is negative. And so what I want to invite you to think about is that, you know, if you have learned some coping that is not healthy in your life, sit down and identify that and remove it. Just remove it. You know, realize that you could be hurting your own relationships that you're in. And like we spoke about yesterday, you could also be helping your children learn behaviors that will not be conducive to the things that they want to achieve in their journey. And so, you know, it's not your fault if you are passing on hurts from a life that you've had before you became knowledgeable. But it is your responsibility to reach out to try to repair those hurts, identify them, and let somebody know that they exist so that they know how to take better care of themselves and they can begin their healing journey. And, you know, as the members of your family or your friend circles actually start healing themselves, you know, you guys will recognize a different light in each other. And so I always think about the analogy of a mother, a son, a grandson on a rope. And, you know, the grandmother's at the bottom, right? And the grandmother is holding on for dear life, but then she realizes her weight is preventing the son from pulling up his child so that his child can live. Does that make sense? And so that's kind of how these generational bruises and grievances in our body are. They're weighing down the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And so, you know, if you are a study of science or even just the human experience, you realize and you will understand the importance of moving through your life healthier so that the people who admire you, who look up to you, or you just come into contact, they can identify their own stuff and they can clean their own house. Because I think that, you know, our body is beyond just a temple, right? Because temples you go to every once in a while, you don't live necessarily live in a temple unless you're Buddhist and you're a monk. But for the most of us, we live in a house. We live in a, we live in a building that we want to make sacred and we want to have clean. And we want to recognize that we can make it our own form of respect for ourselves. And so we build the temple from the inside out, right? So that when you, if you're walking in a true quote-unquote temple, you've walked in one that you yourself are building well. And so it's not going to be helpful for you to try to live straddled a line, right? You have to either decide that you want to heal or decide that you want to continue the negative emotions and you want to continue unhealthy behavior. You know, and of course that's your choice, but I will tell you that, it's time out for excuses. It's time out for, blaming somebody else for what we need to heal. And so even if someone's done you wrong, it's up to you to decide how you're going to handle that. And if it's a continual process, then you move them from your life. You don't sit in the pain and you don't sit in the slaughter and you don't lay down with pigs. You just decide this is not where I need to be. You wash yourself off, you shake yourself free, and you get out of the gutter. And so if you're in those kind of friendships, if you're in those kind of relationships, do better. And if you're raising children and your children are seeing you in those kind of relationships, do better. So that's got to be our goal. We just got to be better. We got to be better. We got to be saying, ooh, that has not served our family well. Ooh, that has not helped our relationship well. Okay, I want my child to be able to do this. And if you don't know how to help your child do something, and you don't know if what you're doing is harmful to your child, seek someone who might be able to look at the situation. And sometimes it doesn't have to be someone with a mental health background. It just needs to be someone who is honest, authentic, and ready and willing to help you heal. And don't be misled, because there are a lot of false prophets out there. There are a lot of false friends out there. There are a lot of false family out there. Let's just call it what it is, right? It's truth. Some people have spirits within them that you will never understand. And some people don't even realize that they have those spirits within them. And so as I look and I talk to people each day and I hear what their stories are, I just sit there and go, these people are just dealing with some hurt and some pain. And, you know, most of the time it's like, I go, wow, I thought my trauma was an issue. Wow, I thought my pain was a problem. And so, you know, yesterday I was looking at this article of these parents who had a newborn child and they were just loving on this baby, but something was different, right? And the thing that was different was this little girl was born without eyes. It's a very rare condition. But, you know, it was kind of like those moments where you go, wow, spirit is really speaking to me. You know, when you're down in the dumps and you think something's wrong, you think your life is a problem. And then you look up and you see that someone else has a more challenging situation than you. Kind of like the old fable of, you know, you were down in the dumps because your shoes had holes in the bottom of them. And then you look up and you see somebody without feet. That's really what it is, right? And so, you know, if you think your situation is bad, think about people whose situation is even worse. And I use that as kind of a tethering device to keep myself humble and to keep myself lifted. Because I think that for the people who are challenged even more than me, that I need to be that torch bearer. I need to be that guiding light. And I just pray that my spirit touches them in some way. I pray that someone reads something to them out of one of my books, or someone gives them their favorite podcast show that we've released, right? Because I think that we all have the ability to inspire those we love and those that we are around. And that, you know, I just trust spirit will give you the information that you need when you're ready to hear it. So that means that, you know, maybe that person is young right now, but maybe one day, you know, years later, they are able to hear the words I'm choosing to speak, and those words become a beacon to their soul, or it becomes a standing ground for them so that they can find the strength to continue on their journey, right? And so I think of it like, you know, like being real, just getting real and saying, wow, I am ready, Lord, here I am. Take me as you find me, but help me become better, Lord. You know, help me put on the muscles, the ligaments, strengthen my bones. Help me be able to stand so that I can stand firm in your word. That's how I want to live every day. And so, you know, my message is not going to be for everyone. And there are going to be people who are going to turn off, who are going to stop following. And it dawns on me, you know what? I'm not a babysitter. That's not my joy. That's not my life. And it's definitely not my joy. You know, I am here to impart knowledge to help me be better, to help you be better, and our generations after us be better. Because the point of life is to do just that, is to grow, to thrive, and to expand your knowledge. So don't sit down and say, you can't do this, you can't do that. There is a way. If you don't see so well, reach out to the National Blind Services within your state, within your city. Get some help. You can read books. The books will be audio. The options are many. You can have tapes come into your house, or you can do like I do and just download information directly from the internet, or you can listen to Bard. You know, you have options if you can't walk. That's understandable, but you can still feed your brain. You can still find ways to find joy, and you can still reach out and support others. Maybe you join a support group. I don't know what you do, right? Maybe you are perfect with seeing and you're perfect with walking, but you have another problem. Maybe you're fighting depression. You know, see, my point is that no matter what you're fighting, you still are doing just that. You are fighting and you're surviving, and your story may help someone else find a way that they can fight and survive. And so I'm just going to ask you to do something, even if you do it anonymously. If you write a letter of support to someone you see online, or you write an op-ed for one of the newspapers just saying and showing how you are surviving, or maybe you do a TED Talk, that's something real big right now, where people are just showing the resilience of the human spirit. Whatever you choose to do, it has to be that. It has to be your choice. No one else can give you that healing, and no one else can give you that assignment. That assignment is going to come from God, and it's going to come from your spirit. But what I want to tell you is that if you allow what you're fighting with to hold you down, you will block the joy in your journey. You will block the messages in your spirit. You will block your progression, and you will block what you are here to do on this earth. So we have to remove those blocks. We have to see that there is something bigger than our suffering. We have to see there's something bigger than the life we live in. You know, I talked to you yesterday about leaving a legacy, making something permanent, something that the next generation can step on, step up, and do better. Because that's what life is about. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, do better. I love you, and have a great day. Goodbye.